This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, live at Patriots Training Camp. The Friday four-pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. There's about two things here, Keefe, that gets a good pop out of the crowd through 3 days of camp. Number one is any completion in the direction of Steph Diggs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything going his way, crowd gives a little ovation.
Yep.
The other, and we've seen it consistently after all these days, and credit to Drake, he's hanging late compared to most players signing autographs. He's probably the one in highest demand. But you can hear him running around the field. The crowd really chanting, cheering for him for these autographs. Those are about the two things we've noticed here through two games, three days rather.
Yep.
Day three has wrapped up. Walkthrough today. Nothing really to read into.
Yeah, no real
out there on the field today.
No real cheers during practice today.
No,
because there wouldn't be. Or they're literally walking through. The first 2 days we saw some of it, and you know whether it was even you know Kyle Williams catch on Gonzalez, which has been a highlight from the first couple of days. That got a good reaction. Any kind of Steph Diggs catch clearly, but no Drake May. The fans have obviously been very excited to see him, and credit to him, he has spent a lot of time signing autographs.
Yes, yeah. I mean that's very noticeable that yep. He's out there late after a lot of his teammates, not to say they're not signing as well, but he's out there late consistently every day signing them. Look, that's part of the job being the quarterback.
Yep.
I don't want to give him bonus points for that, but that is noticeable. I like this though. Media going on beneath us. Garrett Bradbury talking. I think Ted just wrapped up his TED talk with Mystery.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you who, but it's
defensive player on the Patriots.
Oh, you've said too much.
Linebacker on the Patriots.
All right.
But stay tuned.
It's Christian Ellis.
Spoiler alert.
It's Christian Ellis.
It's Christian Ellis. Talking to Christian Ellis.
We'll be in the TED talk. But as I'm looking over some of the comments here, I saw Keon White talking down there. At least I was pretty sure it was Keon White with my eyesight.
Yeah, good point.
Mike Reese passes along this quote. Leading with violence is my type of style.
Yeah, this guy's easy to root for.
And then you see the shot of him, and it's just stone-faced.
He's mad about everything.
Like, just ready to
piss.
Strangle somebody.
I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to Keon White this year, but hopefully it's on the phone, because I would be intimidated by Keon White. He is an intimidating man. His presence is – there is, like, a violent nature about him.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I'd want to know, maybe, is there a softer side? You know, does he enjoy a romantic comedy?
As perhaps? I remember and over again, I would see the infomercial at the time for, like, rock ballads or something. Every bad boy has their soft side.
Yeah,
Keith.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not just all, like, even Ozzy.
Right.
Even the late, great Ozzy. Every bad boy has their soft side. I imagine he does.
Like, what is your favorite movie? He's like, well, Pretty Woman. Like, okay.
Okay.
I did not see that coming, but very good.
Right.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
I thought it'd be Rambo or something like that.
I thought it might be something
turns
a little
out
more
intense. You love Pretty Woman.
He loves love.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
The man loves love.
I don't know if he's ever laughed. We've never seen it.
I've not witnessed it.
I've not seen it. Famously on draft night, he was pissed when he got picked.
Bring him into Jones and Keith for the yucks. You know what I mean? I would love to. Christian Gonzalez was just laughing and laughing when we had him on last year.
He had a great time.
And so that would make some sense.
He did. He had an excellent time. I think all the guys we talked to last year. No, actually, not true. We do have an opening. If you base it off of who we talked to last year, Hunter Henry, Christian Gonzalez, both back.
Mm-hmm.
Unwin back. But we did talk to Dietrich Wise quite a bit. Remember, he read that.
Yeah, and Gotcha.
He read that statement at gunpoint to us last year.
I do. And Gotcha.
Oh, and Gotcha, who's also gone.
Couple of vacancies.
Couple of open spots. Maybe Keon White.
Slide right in there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. It's the Friday 4-Pack here on Jones and Keith live at Patriots training camp. What's first up today, Nick?
Which former Red Sox do you most wish never left?
Okay, so it's Betts, isn't it?
I think it's probably Betts, although it's funny because this week you got Kyle Schwarber and Mookie Betts back-to-back. I think because we know how it ended, and so it's a little bit tougher to say, but in the moment, Manny Ramirez was a massive one. I couldn't believe they got rid of Manny Ramirez. And then, you hear all the stories about it, and you're like, all right, I guess that's an excuse. However, he went on to the Dodgers, and I think hit a home run on every at-bat. And
yeah,
he was incredible for a little bit.
For half a season, he was lights out. But honest, Red Sox kind of got that one right.
Maybe.
I mean,
when did he
for 08? I feel like his career, he started bouncing around with teams. He had kind of worn out his welcome here.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
As far as like a fan favorite, like him and Pedro were tough to see go somewhere else.
But they got that one right, too.
Yeah.
Pedro eventually pitched in a World Series, maybe for the Phillies? Who did he pitch in a World Series
for? Yeah, it was the Phillies.
But like at the tail end of his, but like they kind of got that one right, too.
Betts got massively wrong. Horrible.
Schwarber, to me, though.
Pretty bad.
I would not sleep on Schwarber.
So, Schwarber's a good one.
Betts is definitely number one. I think Schwarber would be second on my list.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Mookie and Schwarber have both had more good seasons post-Manny. All three were beloved. You know, Schwarber was only here a short time, but people loved Kyle Schwarber. But yeah, it's definitely Betts. If you had to say a second one, would it be Schwarber?
I think so.
Yeah.
Even more so than Manny.
Because you're right. Manny only 2008, he was great. And then he only had, he didn't even hit 20 home runs again after that. And then he was done after 2011.
Yeah, and Lord knows what he was doing. Well, I'm all for it, but Lord knows what he was doing the second he got to L.A. because he was hitting ropes everywhere.
Yeah, he was real good for them.
I'd imagine some, and this is recent, but I'd imagine some might even argue for Sale. He went right out and won the Cy Young.
I would like Clemens.
Yeah, so good one. I mean, if you want to go way back, Clemens would be a good one. Yeah,
people were mad about
Bagwell,
Damon. No, not Bagwell.
Babe Ruth.
Nobody would ever say Jacoby Ellsbury. But yeah, no. But then there's also, you know, what's funny is there's a group of players that like Adrian Beltre.
Yep.
It's almost because it was like a weird seasons and there was like in between, but like unbelievable player. And, like, Victor Martinez was really good and, like, left. And, like, those guys I don't think had the same attachment, but they were great players with great years left in them. But, no, it's obviously Betts, and then I agree. I think it probably would be Schwarber.
Okay. Who or what's next, Nick?
Who do you think will be a Patriots surprise cut?
Okay. Now, let me just – I wasn't here last week at the end of the week, but Curran gave you a couple of interesting
Curran
names.
Curran gave Afternoons a couple of names.
I thought that was with you.
Now, we asked him about guys that could be traded or whatever. He ended up just saying – he was asked point-blank on Thursday about surprise cuts.
Wait,
he
Jones, said weren't you here on Tuesday?
I was here Tuesday, so I guess I did talk to Curran.
You didn't miss any
Curran. I was there for Curran. Never mind. I haven't missed any Curran interviews.
So that was Afternoons.
You're right.
He went with Duggar and Onwenu. I'll give you two as well. Two different names.
I think I know one that you're going to bring up. You
Ramondre
suggested
Stevenson.
It this week. Yep, that's the one I'm Ramondre expecting.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Who's the other one?
This would be a real surprise, but just the way – Garrett Bradbury. I think sometimes you bring in a veteran guy. We saw it a lot with wide receivers. Like, oh, they signed Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne's for sure on the team. Cut. You know, and Bradbury came in with not the best, like, stuff said about him. Like, ah, he sucks against the pass. And now, like, Cole Strange might be better off at center. Or you drafted a kid who might be better off at center. Or there's like, a little bit of a shuffling around. I don't think he's a lock. But because you just signed him, it would qualify as a surprise.
Yeah, so to me... I think you honed in on some. I'd be stunned if they cut Onwenu just because they need people on the offensive line. Bradbury wouldn't shock me. He just got released by his team or wasn't asked back by his team. And I'm not saying that would be not
qualify.
Yeah, I
it
think
would.
It qualifies, but I just think Onwenu really would shock me. I can't see them doing that. Duggar and Stevenson I do think are in play. Mm. Because those are relatively deep positions. I'd add Peppers as well. Like, I could see them cutting a safety and saying, we're going with Craig Woodson. We're going with the eraser and the other guy, whether that's Duggar or Peppers. Same thing with wide receiver, running back, rather. I told you Phil said this to me earlier in the week, and he's like,
I could see the real battle not being between Stevenson and Henderson. It's between Stevenson and Gibson. And we're here. Gibson's getting a lot of work with Drake May in the first team offense. Stevenson, it would be my personal pick.
Yeah. And also, we'll see what happens with joint practices and even the game. I don't know how much he's going to play in the games, but his big issue last year was ball security. And so right now in these drills, like today he wasn't going to drop the ball, or like yesterday even, he's not going to really drop the ball. They're not hitting, not doing any of that. So that's something that can either make or break Stevenson as well.
What's next, Nick?
What would be your death row last meal?
Okay. Now, am I getting like a whole plate of stuff? I can have a lot of stuff on there, or
I
just
want
like one food?
A buffet.
Oh, buffet.
No, I'm just kidding, because that's the joke, because then you can just eat forever and you never die.
I think you're saying you were asking me for a buffet of food.
No, you wanted to pick an actual
buffet.
If they're like, all right, you can have whatever you want. Here's your last meal.
I just like, I'd like a nice burrito is what I would like.
I was going to say, I'm also not very picky.
No, me either.
Like the best like buffalo chicken sub.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love a buffalo chicken sub. I think you go the other extreme, like a New England clam bake. You get yourself like lobsters and like a New England clam chowder.
Sure.
That'd be really good.
You like it. You'll eat anything from the sea, very famously.
I would eat anything from the sea. Yeah, you got that straight. Octopus, whatever it is.
Shark.
Mermaid.
Whale.
Merman.
It's got to be a merman. Aquaman.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mira.
It's simple, but I love nothing. But nothing is more satisfying than like a good burrito. Lots of hot sauce.
You're not wrong.
I'm going nuts with like sour cream and cheese sauce and everything that's terrible for me and clogging my arteries.
I would
go with that. Some chips and guac. Boom. That's what I would go with.
I love it.
What's last year, Nick?
What is your favorite camp movie?
Ooh, favorite camp movie.
A lot of camp movies. The one that jumps out to me would be Wet Hot American Summer.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Great cast, great comedy, kind of a slept-on movie, I would say. Wet Hot American Summer is right at the top, I would say, for camp movies. I'm not going to ignore Friday the 13th, the original Camp Crystal Lake. Those would probably be the two. Oh, Heavyweights.
So Wet Hot American Summer and Heavyweights were the two that immediately jumped to mind.
A good
for
old
me.
Fat camp.
I'm waiting on Ernest from Keith.
Ernest. Does go to camp.
Ernest goes to camp. That's yours.
I celebrate all of Jim Varney's films.
So yeah.
Ernest goes to camp. Good one, Nick. Put that in my Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
I go Heavyweights. I go Ernest Goes to Camp. I go Friday the 13th and Wet Hot American Summer.
Nailed it.
Boom.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore camp films.
There you go. That's how you do a top five Friday a Friday four pack rather. Not to be confused with the top five Friday. It's presented by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Jones and Keefe live at Gillette Stadium, overlooking the ending of day three of a Patriots walkthrough here today. They're expected to be in pads starting early next week. Another practice scheduled for tomorrow on a Saturday here in Foxborough. The man who used to run these, Bill Belichick, now at the University of North Carolina. And it sounds like UNC could be on the move. We'll explain coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Yeah, Taylor, but I grew up in college football. I grew up at the Naval Academy. My dad you know, coached there for 50 years. And when you're a part of a school, you're a part of every team, not just the football team. You're a part of every team. And that's what it's felt like at Carolina, whether it's the men's women's lacrosse team, men's women's basketball team, the baseball team, which had a great year, and so forth. Just following those teams around, following being part of the community, it's been awesome. And so I've always wanted to coach in college, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to be at a great school like Carolina with great leadership from Chancellor Roberts and then the alumni and the support that we've gotten since we've been there. You know, Michael Lombardi and I have, you know, done, you know, we're up into the double-digit events, and it's just each time you just get blown away by the amount of support and love for Carolina from, you know, either alumni or just supporters or just people that maybe love Carolina Blue and the Jordan brand.
That's
maybe
right.
Some of those, too.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's been a while since I said this, Keith.
Yeah.
It's just sad that Bill's at North Carolina. Like, it's weird.
It's sad and a little pathetic. Like, the amount of ass-kissing he has to do at a public university like that, you know, the last thing in the world Bill wants to do is kiss the chancellor's ass, the AD's ass.
Yeah.
Jordan brand.
Always wanted to be in college.
Like, the last thing Bill wants to do is all that, and it's just... You go to college, you go coach college football. That's what you have to do. The glad handing, the ass kissing, the sucking up. It's like the last thing Bill wants. It's everything that Bill's against, and he has to get on his knees and pucker up to the chancellor at North Carolina. Like, it's sad.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of weird things over the last, you know, 5-10 years. You know, even, you know, Tom Brady just playing for the Buccaneers is weird. You know, seeing Paul Pierce play for like 3-4 different teams at the end of his career is weird. Bill Belichick coaching North Carolina is the weirdest one.
Super weird.
Right, because it would have been odd to see him coaching the Falcons, but you were like, oh, it's the nature of pro sports, right? Guys move around. They don't really end their career. Hell, he didn't begin his career here. So, like, he's been on other sidelines before. But not in college and not at a basketball school. Like, the whole thing is very strange. But I'll tell you, I'm interested in it. You know, we're looking at this. Yeah, I am. They open up the season Monday Night Football before the NFL's Monday Night Football. So they have a standalone game on ESPN. If Bill Belichick wasn't the coach, I'm not watching North Carolina TCU. Even if I bet on the game, I'm only like dipping in here and there.
Right.
I'm doing something else that night. Now I'm watching that game. Like, I am more interested how he does.
I'm interested from that standpoint. And look, you brought up Brady. I thought it was sad Brady had to go to Tampa. Like, I personally thought he was going to go there to die, and I was wrong. And
they did pretty well.
I might be wrong about Bill. I don't think Bill's going to be successful at UNC. I don't think.
What's successful? What's the barometer? Making the playoff, or can you be successful?
Oh, they're definitely not making the playoff in my mind. But
even, if they're like 8-4.
Yeah, success might be something short of that.
And win like the Pop-Tart Bowl.
I mean, honestly, I don't even think he's doing that this year. So
poinsettia.
I'd probably count that as a success if Bill's 8-4.
Little Caesars Bowl.
Wins some Little Caesars Bowl, poinsettia Bowl. What was the other one you said?
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts Bowl.
You can win the Pop-Tart Bowl. Maybe.
I'd probably call that a successful year for Bill. Like, I think they could suck.
What were they last year? 500?
Yeah.
He's taking over a 500 team, or maybe they're one game over, whatever it was.
Like, I don't think they're going to be good. I might be wrong about that, but I won't be wrong that it's sad and pathetic he's in college. Like, I thought Tampa, Brady couldn't win there, and he was just going to some Mickey Mouse franchise. Bill is in a whole nother sport. Bill's on a whole nother level of the sport, I should say.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And that won't change no matter how successful he is there. I could be wrong about his success level. It's sad he's at UNC. And that answer yesterday at ACC Media Day was representative of that.
I guess he was also like talking up Dabo Sweeney, which I'm sure is what he's looking to do. They do play Clemson later on in the year. They've been kind of running the ACC for a while. But, yeah, the whole thing is very bizarre. I kind of thought
– Bill used to get compared to Lombardi.
Yeah.
And compared to, like, Bill Walsh. Now it's like
– Dabo Sweeney.
Is he Dabo Sweeney? Like, that is sad.
You go all the way back to that really awkward press conference that Bill and Robert had when they, quote-unquote, mutually parted ways, even though Robert later told people he fired him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all sniffed it out at the time.
But
you
go back to some of the quotes that both of those guys had. They both thought Bill was going to be in the NFL that year.
Oh, yeah,
because he gave, like, whatever the line was, like, I'll be rooting for him, like, unless it's against us kind of thing. Like, I think Robert was waiting for the time they were going to play Bill. And I thought that's what was going to happen. I thought Bill was going to go to another team for 2 or 3 years, pass Don Shula, retire, and then, you know, move on, right? But no, the league didn't want him. He wanted to keep coaching. So I do give him credit for this. Like, he wanted to keep coaching. There was a spot for him. Wasn't in the NFL. He goes to college, fine. But it is just absolutely bizarre. Like, if we made this comparison before, but if Greg Popovich all of a sudden was like, you know what, guys, I'm going to go take over – Texas A&M basketball, you'd be like, what?
Great comp. He goes to a football school. A basketball coach. He's a well-decorated guy. Yeah. So this is that in reverse.
It would have been very strange. We would have been like, oh, that's odd. And we would have been like kind of making fun of him for that. And so that's what this is. But it is it's just one more thing to pay attention to in the fall. Like, I'll take that as just for like an entertainment value of it. I want to see how North Carolina does.
Are you going to watch that Hulu show?
I don't know. I bet
I'll give it an episode, and then I'll watch it. But will I stick with it? I have no idea. If it's good, I'll stick with it. Yeah, but I'll give it an episode.
I'll watch more of his team play than I will that Hulu thing. But you're right. Maybe see where it is. And for us, maybe it could be good for the show.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe that'd
be my level of interest. If we weren't doing the show, would I watch it? Probably not. Let's see if there's anything there for show purposes.
Yeah, and maybe
I'll watch an episode.
Yeah.
There's a report out earlier this week from Inside Carolina, so consider the source.
All right.
It's
Jordan.
North Carolina is reportedly among, quote-unquote, several schools interested in seeking a potential departure from the ACC.
I mean,
whenever the next round of college realignment happens, sources told Inside Carolina's Adam Smith. I get it. Like, you want out of the ACC and into the SEC. You want to be in the Big Ten or the SEC if you're in college sports.
Do you think
right
eventually,
now. That's where you want to be.
Do you think it'll turn into – I know there's a million teams, but will it be pro? And it'll be like Eastern Conference, Western Conference type of thing? Because you have to have some sort of –
There's basically for,
something.
For football, yes. There's going to be two conferences, basically.
Yeah.
That's where it's all
two conferences of 60 teams.
I'm not even joking. I think that's where it's heading, yes.
Because it's so stupid otherwise. First of all, you can't even keep track of it. And then you're just – like – you're growing the sheer number of teams. It used to be, 8, 10, 12 teams in a conference. That's what it was. You had the Big 8.
Yeah, even
the
12.
The Big 8 turned to Big 12.
And you're like, man, that's a lot. Yeah.
And then you're like, the Big 10 ended up being 11 for the longest time. Then that was like 14. And it's just getting so silly that I think, especially the way guys transfer and the way the bowl system is really not have any importance because it's all about the playoff and teams adding to the playoff, I bet the playoff will grow and conferences will get thrown out.
Yep.
Which is kind of a shame because as a college football and basketball fan, I like the conferences. I love Big East basketball.
I love the
SEC
rivalries.
Football. But right now, how many teams are there?
Okay, just the ACC, for instance, where UNC is now BC. This is the ACC. How many teams is this?
16 is my guess.
Boston College, Cal, Clemson, Duke, FSU, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Miami, NC State, UNC, Pitt, SMU, Stanford, Syracuse, Virginia, Vatech, and Wake Forest. I somehow counted 17?
That's 17. It's not even an even number. It's 17 teams.
That's so dumb.
They're like the tournament at the end of the year. Like, what even is that?
I mean, are
all kinds of buys.
Is there a team that's basketball only and not football? Is that why maybe basketball would be a different number? That's their football.
You didn't say Notre Dame, right?
No, you're right.
Notre Dame. Like, it's still so bad. And then, you know, Stanford being in the Atlantic Coast Conference is stupid. Because now you have to travel for, like, it's one thing to travel for basketball and football.
Yep.
But now, like, your lacrosse team or your, like, soccer team have to go cross-country for conference games? Stupid. How many teams? What do you count now? Big 12?
I count 18 in the Big 10.
Oh, Big 10. Yeah. Big 10's grown quite a bit.
What's the Pac-12 down to? Two? Three?
Yeah, it's like Pac-12's the Pac-2.
No joke. I'm scrolling through.
It is. It's Oregon State, Washington.
No. When you look,
they got Wyoming, didn't they?
Yeah. Two teams. Oregon State,
not
Wazoo.
This year they don't.
Oregon State, Wazoo. That's it. So it's
they
wild.
Play each other 10 times.
But here's my roundabout point. If UNC goes to the SEC, which I doubt happens, that's a report from Inside Carolina that they're one of several
desperate
teams that are interested in it. It's not the SEC's interested in them. They're one of several ACC teams looking to cut bait.
I like Bill in the SEC.
If UNC ever goes to the SEC, it'll be because of hoops. It's not going to be because Belichick's there. And I'm sure a lot of people will say, oh, well, Bill's there, and that's why they brought him over. The SEC is a football conference. They don't need the University of North Carolina
for
football.
Last year, they were a basketball
conference. No, this is what I'm saying.
They are a growing powerhouse basketball conference.
Yeah. That's why they would plunk UNC. It's not for football, and it's not for Belichick.
Nope.
If that ever happened, it would be a basketball move, not a football move.
And then they keep Vanderbilt for baseball. So they're not going to do anything else. But they're like, we can do you guys for baseball.
Good point.
That's fine. You can stay.
Inside Boston College, I'm sure they have the same role. I'm sure BC would love to go to the SEC.
Yeah.
Does the SEC want them? I doubt it.
No. Well, unless it turns into 50 teams in the SEC.
Well,
I think we're getting closer to that.
That's true, too. 617-779-7937, your interest level in Bill Belichick at North Carolina, whether or not there's a fit in the SEC for UNC and Bill Belichick. I would say we get to our day three takeaways. Not much to take away from practice today. So let's circle back to Josh McDaniels' offense, the impact on Drake May, and the wide receiver depth chart. All that stuff coming your way next, live from Gillette Stadium here on WEEI.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.